AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The U.S. has filed charges against the leader of Hamas. Norman Hall has details.
The Justice Department announced criminal charges against Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar and other senior militants in connection with the October 7, 2023 rampage in Israel. The charges mark the first effort by American law enforcement to formally call out the masterminds of the attack. The criminal complaint filed in federal court in New York City includes charges of conspiracy to murder U.S. nationals. It also accuses Iran and Lebanon's Hezbollah of providing financial support and weapons that were used in the attack. The impact of the case may be mostly symbolic, given that Sinwar is believed to be in hiding, and at least two of the other defendants are thought to have been killed. I'm Norman Hall.
Ukraine says two Russian ballistic missiles hit a military academy and nearby hospital in the central eastern city of Poltava, killing more than 50 people, wounding more than 200. A boat carrying dozens of migrants trying to reach Britain from northern France ripped apart in the English Channel. 12 people died there. A federal judge has rejected Donald Trump's request to intervene in his New York hush money criminal case. He's been seeking to have his felony conviction overturned and sentencing delayed. And with Election Day now just 2 months away, Margie Zaralletta reports the Trump campaign's going to have to stop using the song "Hold On, I'm Coming" by Sam and Dave.
U.S. District Judge Thomas Thrash has granted an emergency preliminary injunction that stops the Trump campaign from playing that song. Thrash denied a request to force the campaign to take down any existing videos that use the song. The estate of Isaac Hayes, who co-wrote the song with David Porter, says the campaign infringed on the copyright. Trump attorney Ronald Coleman says the campaign already has agreed not to use the song anymore. Hayes' son, Isaac Hayes III, says the decision is an opportunity for other artists who don't want their music used for political purposes to fight for their rights. I'm Margie Zaralletta.
This is AP News. A preseason national title contender in college football has plummeted in the polls after a disastrous start. Gethin Coolbaugh has the story.
Florida State has fallen out of the Associated Press Top 25 College Football poll after starting the season at 0-2. The Seminoles are just the third team to go from preseason top 10 to unranked in the first regular season poll since the rankings expanded to 25 in 1989. Georgia and Ohio State remain 1-2 after comfortable wins to open the season. Number 3 Texas and number 4 Alabama each moved up a spot, putting three Southeastern Conference teams in the top 4 along with Georgia. Notre Dame moved up to number 5. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
And in pro football, All-Pro left tackle Trent Williams has ended his contract holdout and reported to the San Francisco 49ers to finalize a new deal worth more than $82 million over 3 years, $48 million guaranteed. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.